Welcome to Bigger Balls, a Year Blocked podcast.
We're teaching our babies all that we've learned through dating, sex,
and our fucking love lives.
You're eavesdropping into our BFF therapy sessions every single Wednesday. Think of us as your older sister, your best friend, your cousin, your mom.
We're everything. We're literally everything. It's a fucking package deal here.
And guys, we did not forget about you. So grab a paper and a pen because class is in session and we're going to tell you how to bag your motherfucking wife.
Are you ready?
Do not miss an episode every single Wednesday for the rest of your life.
We are back on TikTok. So
we're back on TikTok.
You should probably follow us and make sure that you're
What other content would you want to absorb on that app? Besides ours.
I actually cannot get off the app.
Really?
Yeah, I go through these periods where I am like,
I'm on the
infatuated with them. I stop sending you stuff because you don't respond to anything.
I send
18 million things and I'm like, you know what? It's just a dead zone. Eden is just not.
I'm not on TikTok as much as people think I am. I'm not.
The one that makes me anxious is Instagram. Yeah. I am not on that app.
Instagram.
I am not watching stories. I am not uploading. I am getting on there to post what I need to post for us. And that's hopping the fuck off.
Yeah.
Welcome back. I knew she was not going to miss that.
In sync, bitch. Welcome back to Bigger Balls. By the Year Block Girls. Hi, it's Eden.
And hi, guys. It's Simona. I feel so weird saying
Simona.
Also, do you remember that one time? It was like the first time we ever went out. This is just a sidebar before Eden actually segues. Mm. Remember when it's that place downtown on Bloor? It was like our first time ever. I was wearing these big long sleeves. Like these like frill huge sleeves. Mm. There was like a guy there, two guys. And I was introducing myself and I was like, I'm Simona. And everybody was making fun of me all night. Because you were like, it was so like enunciated.
Oh, probably. I kind of have a vague memory. This was at a place that, did we end up on the stage that night?
No, different night. Did we end up on the stage that night? Guys, stay tuned.
That was so good, by the way.
That was a good night.
I have videos. And you know what?
Running down the street.
Are you a fan?
Are you a fan?
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So I can't wait to use
that. We're not breaking up. Okay. Good talk.
Like literally, I can't wait to use that clip when we're blown the fuck up and just like have it on repeat.
Oh my God.
You're literally on the curb sitting with me. And this guy's coming up and trying to talk to us. And you're like, are you a fan? Are you a fan? I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
That's the energy
though. That's what three martinis will do.
It's just like any guy that speaks to us. Like,
are you a fan? Are you? And if you're not, I actually don't want it.
No, if you're not subscribed,
if you're not subscribed, exactly. We've been saying that actually. If you're not subscribed, like, yeah, that's another thing.
Don't slide in if you're not fucking subscribed.
Exactly. Like, it's embarrassing.
For you.
Yeah. Also, like, support. Like, show support.
Yeah, show support where
like,
you
I
can.
Know you're not chasing your dreams, but like, don't be mad that I'm chasing mine.
You know what I mean?
Like, ew.
Yeah, miserable lives.
Bye. If you're watching the video of this.
This is us repelling your miserable vibe.
Yeah, ew. But send it back.
Disgusting. Send it back.
Return to sender.
Yeah, return to sender. Reject. Can you reject,
reject.
Mail?
You can reject mail.
You can say, I'm rejecting this package.
Yeah, you can say, I don't want it.
I don't want it. I love that.
Wrong address. Wrong person.
So now if a guy-
Similarly like you, yes, you could be the whole package. You could be the whole motherfucking package.
Yeah.
Wrong address, bitch. You're at the wrong fucking address. Okay.
I love that. And that's a perfect segue, Simona.
Thank you.
You did it because I was kind of getting a little nervous. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to segue.
And I did it.
I just went in the studio and I did it.
And I just did it.
You know what though? We've fucking been saying that saying since day one. And I've heard people now say that.
Call it out.
Dudio. Bro. You're not even saying it right. It's dudio.
Eden is very upset.
Eden is ahead of the curve
and she does not.
No, we are. And I don't like the fact that you're not giving us credit. Okay? I don't like
it. Give credit where credit is fucking due.
We try and give credit all the fucking
time. All the time. When we say something.
We're like, that's
or when
not
I'm like,
idea.
Yo, I heard this person. I'm like, it's not my idea, but I had more to elaborate on.
There you go.
And I want to share.
Yes.
I want to be part of the conversation.
Right.
But
to be out here and be like, oh, yeah, pulling to the dudio. Like, bitch, that's not you, though.
Oh, my God. Stop. I can't believe someone actually said that.
I saw it somewhere. Fuck, I wish I saved it. But I know I didn't want to support it because I was like, that's not you.
Don't support it.
I'm not supporting
it. But honestly, comment on it and be like, yo, I said that first. And yes, I'm petty as fuck. I fucking said it first. You took it from me.
No, I'm just
you being, fucking took it.
But just being factual. It's not even being petty. It's just like, but is this your words?
You know, people are like,
you know, it's like,
did you create LOLs? I don't know, but I fucking started saying it first. And now everybody fucking says LOLs.
Yeah.
LOLs. Sorry. Where'd you get that
Sorry.
From? Sorry.
What?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I had one friend actually once. She was like, is that your word? Like, did you like make it up? I'm like, actually I did. I did though. And you're trying to be funny and you can't be funny because you're not fucking me. Okay, bitch. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Fucking tell her.
Like, you know?
Yeah, I hate those people.
I know what you're like, trying to do.
You think you started the word? Like, you know those ones?
Okay, like, why are you using it for though? Yeah. Why are you using it then?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. So you thought it was funny. You thought it was cool.
Honestly.
You know, like they want to rip on you. Yeah, and then 3 days later.
Because they're not original at all. Because their whole way of speaking.
Yeah, you all lack originality. Yeah. Please get creative.
Yeah. If you're boring, just say it.
Outside. If you're boring, just say that.
Like I can't.
Just fucking say it then.
Yeah. It's okay if you're boring. You can make that part of your personality.
Exactly.
I've been saying
you
that.
You can win. You yeah, can you win can by win. Being boring.
Boring. You were born boring, bitch. Okay? It's fine.
You can win. You just have to acknowledge that you're boring. You're boring.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yo, I'm so fucking boring. Like, LOL, you're so funny. See, LOL.
Lacks Simona. Originality. Exactly. Lacks originality. Yeah. But I'm winning somehow. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Not me personally, because I don't.
No.
But you could.
Yeah, it doesn't apply.
We're
to
trying
us.
To see, even now, we're still trying to give you ideas. And now we're actually giving them to you.
And now
so
you're
so you don't
take
need
them.
To steal them.
Yeah, well.
Because we're giving them.
Yeah, well, I want to.
But when we're not giving them, you're stealing. Exactly. Okay?
I want to see some credit, okay, bitch?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Period. We had a mini tangent.
We had a mini tangent.
And
now we're back.
Basically, all I was saying was that you bitches, all of us, anyone could be the whole fucking package. You could be. The sweetest, sexiest, funniest, most amazing girl in the fucking world.
Yes.
But you were at the wrong fucking destination, girl.
Yeah.
You have arrived at the wrong sender.
And what happens when you get to the wrong address? They send you back.
They send
They're
you
not
back.
Interested in what the package has. Right? And that doesn't mean that you aren't the whole package. You're just not the whole package for this person, for this said place, for wherever the
exactly.
fuck you're at right
you're
now.
You're at the wrong
you
place
got a little lost.
At the wrong time. You got lost.
Yeah.
If you're in a situation right now and things are not ebbing and flowing as one wants them to ebb and flow, you know?
I love when you say
in
ebb and
a
flow.
Good vibe, in a good manner, it's not making you feel good, then we need to change the destination of where we are currently at because it's not serving us.
Exactly. It's almost like this thought escapes us all after 2.5 seconds of hearing it. We're like, wow, this resonates. And then we're like, eh. So what that's saying is if it is for you, it'll stay. Or if it is for you, it'll just be there.
Exactly.
You'll attract it. How does the saying go? There's a way of saying it. You know what I'm saying, right?
I know what you're saying. I don't
There's
know the exact,
way.
Like, proper saying of it, but basically.
But if it's meant for you, it'll stick
exactly.
around. Or like,
and if it's not,
issues.
Then it'll leave. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you'll never have to chase something that's for you.
Exactly.
Is like kind of what we're trying to get at here, okay? You don't need to chase this person. Do you know what I mean? And
well,
I think a lot of us do that.
It's going to fit right and tight and properly and everything,
exactly.
Okay?
Instead of us trying to shove this piece that we want into a fucking part
like,
of our
why
life.
Why do we do that?
And it just doesn't fit because I think that
we like the idea of
and
this.
We as women, and myself included, like I'm grouping myself into this because there have been so many times in my life where I've done this. And now reflecting back, I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? And this is, I think, a common theme. So we're going to talk about DMs later on. But before we do that, I think we're going to talk about some common themes that we've noticed with the DMs that we get with girls.
Common themes that you guys need to get into your fucking heads.
Common
I mean,
themes.
We're also speaking into existence for ourselves too, because
exactly.
oftentimes you forget, you get lost and caught up in all the shit day to day and you lose yourself a little bit. And like, we're just going to reprogram that back in your motherfucking minds.
Reprogram, reframe, get some perspective.
So notes, everyone.
I think that as women, we are like, where do we see dating? Like from a young age, right? So we think about Disney, right? We all watch Disney. Princess needs saving. The princess needs a man. Mm-hmm. And like, this is your end goal. Like you date to marry or you date to find this guy who's going
to
give you
your
all these things.
Your whole point in life like, is to find
to
your man.
And to reproduce,
yeah.
right? Like these are the things that,
yeah.
whether or not it's conscious,
yeah.
like those were all subconsciously programmed. They were all programmed. So when we date, chance after chance after chance after chance, try to give these guys like, oh my God, really like try to make him that person.
Yeah.
Do you know what
like,
I mean?
Mold him.
Yeah. You see the potential yeah. and that's what we want to date.
Oh
we're
my
like,
God,
oh,
he was nice to me at the beginning and now he's a piece of shit, but I can take him back. I can fix it. I can make it make sense for me. And I don't want to stress about finding somebody else or wasting my time. Or,
yeah.
There's so many things that you factor in and you don't even fucking realize. So you try and make the piece of shit work for you when it's literally not for you. It's just a piece
exactly,
of shit.
Exactly. And so like, you break up with an ex and then you start dating, right? So you're talking on Hinge and let me tell you, like, you need a thick fucking skin, baby. Yeah, we are all in this fucking game together. You need thick fucking skin. So you've got four or five guys, you're talking, everybody slowly drops the ball. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you and the quality of woman that you are. It simply has to do with what the men are looking for.
Right.
You will never be able to change how a man views you or sees you and what he wants from you. Do you know what I mean?
What he wants. You cannot convince a man to change what he wants. And if you do, he will resent you and you will never amount to shit for him down the line.
He's just not going to be able to be what you need or want him to be.
Ever,
you know what I mean?
Ever.
So like this relates kind of like to box theory, right? So like when a guy meets you, you are in one, two or three boxes. You're either in the hookup box, the date box, or just be friends box. Okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of us girls are placed in the hookup box. That has nothing to do with you and everything to do with the guy. Mm-hmm. But we will sit there and we will try because our ego is so fucking bruised. I can convince you. Mm-hmm. I can convince you that I'm the wifey because I know I'm the fucking wifey.
Yeah.
And you drive yourself insane. He will never view you as the wifey.
No.
And it has nothing to do with the quality of person that you are and everything to do with what he wants.
What again, he wants.
You can't change his mind.
No, you can't. And like to all the girls out there who post content because they've seen this and I think this is also why a lot of girls have this false hope of like, I can change a man and I can be his wife. Is because there's some girls out here being like, when you're the girl that like ended up changing him from like a fuckboy to like being a husband. Yeah. I'm like, bitch, you didn't change him though. He decided he was done with that.
There we go.
He decided.
There we go.
Stop trying to take credit. It wasn't you. It was all him. We are human beings. We make our own decisions. Okay. Trust me when I tell you that that man did not change because of her. Right. He changed because he was ready to.
Exactly. Because he was ready to. And I think that like as women, when you think like, oh, I can change him, you are giving him so much fucking power.
Because power.
It's when he says when, instead of you being like, okay, bitch, next, bye.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But a lot of us women date with that scarcity mindset of like, I can't find better. Like the dating options for men are huge. Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many fucking amazing girls. But we think that like, there's not a lot of great men.
Right.
So you think you need to hold on to that fucking rodent, right? That piece of trash because you're not going to get something better.
Because in comparison into other trash, he's not that trashy, but he's still trash, right?
So like Josh from Hinge that literally just dropped the ball so fucking hard has you being like, you know what, maybe I'll entertain my ex, but your ex is also a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So instead of comparing both of these guys to the guy that you actually want, whether you've met him or not, the guy you actually want on paper, you are comparing them to trash. So who's less trash? And I'll just go with that.
Exactly.
But you're still ending up with fucking trash.
Why are you doing that, honey? Don't do that to yourself. Like, why are we always, and I'm not shitting on anybody because I've done this before. I've run to my exes. I've gone with bad guys. Like we've all been there, right? But it's just like that appeal of like, okay, well, maybe this time around it'll change. Or maybe he just fucked up. Or maybe, why?
Like making excuses again.
You're making excuses and you're actually offering him another chance to fuck up again. You're not offering him a chance to come correct because if he wanted to come correct,
he would have come correct. And that's, I think, the thing that we need to understand with men. If he wanted to, and I know I've said this millions of times, I'm like, oh, if he wanted to, he would. In certain situations, if he wanted to, he fucking would, right? Like, again, going back to you cannot change his mind. And why do you want to change someone's mind? Think about this. If they don't want you.
Yeah, is that like an...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not authentic. It's not coming from them. Like, why do you want to force a man to like see your potential or see who you are or see how amazing you are? Like, wifey material,
you
all this shit.
You could cook him the best breakfast. You could rub his fucking feet, bitch.
You could do everything
right. You could do whatever the fuck you want. He only wants to fuck and that is it. Like we need to swallow that pill.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we also like, I know a lot of us, like if you date to marry and like for a long time, like I'm always like, oh my God. Yeah. And like, of course that's an end goal for a lot of us. That is. And a lot of us were just like, fuck, like, I just don't know. Like I'm just kind of like trying to go with the flow now. And like, I'm not putting that pressure on anybody. So you can date to marry and you can also date to have fun and explore yourself. I think what we need to understand as women, and I needed to learn this too, is that like, just because you like him, just because you like him. And I'm telling you, like the credentials, like we're not even sure why we like him. Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's nothing.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Like,
what is his mom's first name? Like, what does he do for a living? Yeah. Like how much is he? You don't know shit.
You don't know shit.
But you, this is what we do. We build them up in our fucking head.
Facts.
And we do it to ourselves. We hurt our own feelings. Mm-hmm. Put them on a fucking pedestal. Mm-hmm. And who the fuck is he? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is he?
We obsess. We grow this attachment to them. We think about them every day. We check our phones a million times a day. You're going to avoid and stop looking for like all the things that don't align with what you want, right? Right. And that's all we're going to see. We're going to pigeonhole ourselves and constantly get obsessed. And then we're going to hurt ourselves because yeah. he's going to show you, maybe not now, maybe not a month from now, but eventually he's going to show you that, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not that man that you fucking build it up in your head. You know what I mean? And it's also not fair for you to do that.
It also like when that happens, right? Because inevitably it does because the majority of men are just not on the wavelength that we want them to be on.
Right.
So when that does happen, you'll notice how fucking crushed, like soul crushed, depressed, and hurt you are. And you have nobody to blame. I was in this boat too, but yourself, because you built him up instead of looking at the fucking facts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he does one right thing and we are like, oh my God.
Oh my God, Johnny said good morning to me. Like, bitch, that's bare minimum.
The
like
bare we're forgetting. Fucking minimum. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The scarcity mindset that we go into dating with, and you have to always like train yourself to be like, there's someone better. Like there is actually someone better. Like everybody has a person.
Yeah.
Like you are not personless. You are also your person. So I think that like dating, we just need to train these muscles because we're not told enough as women that like, you're fine without a man. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like also when you feel like you're obsessing or when you're noticing that you're building an attachment to somebody, practice pausing just in that moment and being like, what is it that I'm craving right now? Why is he going to fill this void for me? Like, what the fuck is Johnny going to do for you?
Let's get into it. What is he going to do for you? Like, let's talk about it.
What can he
air it
do?
Out. Air it out.
Yeah. What the fuck can he do that you can't do times 10 for yourself?
Period.
Like, nothing. Nothing.
Period.
And this is, a lot of girls don't want to hear this and a lot of guys don't want to hear this because what that does is it erases that romantic, magical idea of a man for you in your life. And this whole goal that you've been chasing, you're like, I've been fed a lie. Bitch, yes, you have.
Yes, you fucking have. Right. You're a woman. You've been fed so many fucking lies.
Yeah.
So many fucking
lies.
And it's
not to say that you can't end up with a man or find a good man or that there is
no
good
man. You can and you will.
Exactly.
Right? Do you know what I mean?
If that's what you want, right?
Right?
If that's what's meant for you, right?
You just need to let go of all of these limiting beliefs that you're telling yourself, that
that's
you're allowing
key.
Yourself to be told.
That's the key. Let the fuck go. State in your mind what the fuck you want. And then let it go. Stop sitting there thinking, obsessing, building, growing. Because what that does actually is opposite of what you want it to do, right? Think of all of the times that you're like, I want this so bad. And every time you think about it and whatever, it's coming from a place of lack, as we know, and we've spoken about before. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there, you're dreaming, you're drooling, and it never happens. But the minute you forget about it, suddenly something happens.
Yeah.
And I've said this since day one. Every time I met a guy, every time I ended up in a relationship, it was because I wasn't looking. My intention was just, I'm going to fuck around. Or I actually hate men right now and I don't want men, right?
Yeah.
That was like my intention for every single time I ever got into a relationship. When it's not at the forefront of your mind and you're focused on yourself and other things in your life, shit that makes sense happens.
I think that for a lot of women, because we are predominantly told that this is such a big life goal for all of us, you can't help but feel
freak
like
out about
I
it.
Need,
yeah.
why don't I have, I need. And we are not always encouraged to pursue the other areas of our life and build those places up.
Right.
So do you know what I mean? Like we are always, or we feel like we need to be chasing or we need to be doing or like, listen, I've been predominantly single and people will look at you like a fucking giraffe, like a unicorn. Like you are like, you're single. Like, yes, I'm fucking single. Like, why are we still looking
said in that connotation,
at women like, dude, like I've never understood that comparison. Like, okay, like why can't I be X, Y, and Z and just be chilling and be cool? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This girl was talking on TikTok and she said a lot of shit that really resonated. And I know it resonated with a lot of fucking girls because she was going viral. Okay, so she's been single for X number of years, whether it's because she chose to, didn't choose to, she was celibate. Anyways, she decided I'm back on the dating scene. I am ready to put myself back out there again. And she's like, you will realize, and I think this is facts because this appeals to me as well. You've been single for X number of years. You are so genuinely unimpressed by what is being offered on dating apps or in real life. And I'm not saying this because I'm on my fucking high horse. I'm just genuinely saying like, I can provide for myself. If I'm booking trips for myself and I'm paying my own fucking rent and I got my shit handled and sorted, I don't need you to do those things for me.
You don't need.
I don't need you to do those things for me. So if you're not offering me financial support, what other than dick are you offering me?
And dick isn't even an offer anymore because their dildos do better anyways. So I'm just saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like if you are masturbating, I'm getting myself off. Yeah. I don't have headaches. Like my life is good. Yeah. My skin is good. I'm thriving. I'm working out.
Exactly.
Like I'm on my shit and you want the person that you're talking to be matching you. Like, I want to be matching you. Like, I'm not talking to these guys in New York.
Yeah.
And you guys are all like, yo, come fly out to me. Like, yeah, it's done. It's actually done. Yeah. Like, I actually don't have the bandwidth, yeah, whatever the fuck that saying is, to continue further.
Right.
Like, I'm canceling on the first fuck up. And I'm so sorry. It's just not what I want.
But it's not canceling. It's a filtration process. And a lot of people who have higher standards will feel a little bit more discouraged in the process till they get to the person that they want to be with or whatever at the beginning, because you're sifting through so much shit and you're canceling. And you're, yeah, sitting here being like, well, me canceling is something negative and therefore nobody's going to be. No, it's because there's so much more guppies in the sea,
right,
than there are those wonderful, amazing, magical creatures that you're looking,
right,
for.
And that's what you want though, right?
So like, don't look at it as like a negative process.
Even with dating, like, let's simplify this, because it doesn't need to be that whole whimsical. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, like, it's great and I want you to have that and we should all have that. But let's say you're just dating to have fun. Are you actually having fun with the person that you're dating with?
Bro, fat.
Do you know what I mean? Can you enjoy their company? Can we hang? Can we vibe?
Is there an enhancement of your life now versus before or what?
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, what is this guy doing for you?
Right.
Other than giving you headaches.
Radio silence, honeys. That's what I'm hearing.
Radio fucking silence. That's what I'm hearing. I can testify that, like, I have felt like that countless times, mm-hmm, time and time again. But it's natural, I think. Like, we're all in the same fucking boat.
Yeah.
It's just a part of life. And maybe you're going to get to your person, or maybe you're fucking not. But are you having fun by yourself?
Yeah.
Are you taking yourself on trips? Are you going out to dinner with yourself? Are you having fun with your girlfriends?
The answer is probably no. I'm going to, like, go ahead and say that for a lot of us, right? And that's because we haven't gone to that level that we can provide ourselves with this. So we're not reliant on somebody else. Mm-hmm. I think what happens is there's desperation, right? So we're like, oh my God, okay. So, like, I'm not ready for this chapter. And that's when we fall back to our exes. Or we're like, okay, whatever. He's just like, he's fine. He's not bad.
It's easy. It's easy.
Right?
So I know what, like, this shit is going to look like with,
exactly,
him. And I'm used to it, so I could put up with it.
Exactly.
But why would you want to?
You're not ready for it right now. Why are you rushing the process just to settle with a motherfucker who's going to disappoint you and give you more heartache and headache? I feel like low-key it's self-sabotage. I'm not saying you guys are stupid, because I don't think you guys are, but sometimes that's what we do. We, yeah, do it intentionally to ourselves. We know, yeah, you know what, deep down inside, this isn't the right thing for me, like running back to that piece of shit ex who cheated and lied to me.
Again, but I think the flip side of this is that a lot of us are so scared to be alone because we feel like,
right, oh my God. But that's what I'm saying is, like, if we don't conquer that fear, we're going to continuously make the wrong decisions. You,
exactly,
are going to continue to be disappointed by the same fucking
losers.
Because
you're choosing out of fear, right?
Yeah.
So again, we go back to, like, cardinal emotions, like, yeah, love and fear. Like, where are you operating from? Because if you're making decisions based out of fear,
you're
it's
fucked.
Never going to end up the way you want it to end up.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Because, exactly,
it's like, oh, I got to do this because, well, if I don't, yeah, I'm not comfortable with the flip side.
Right. I'm not comfortable with the fact that I'm not going to end up with somebody. Oh my God, I can't be at said age without a man. Blah, blah, blah. I need to have kids. And you freak out, right?
Right.
Everybody's different, right? Like, I'm not saying that these fears aren't valid in some way, shape, or form.
And every girl at every
girl
point in her life has experienced this.
100%.
Everybody.
But when we allow fear to drive us to make decisions, that's when we're going to lose all the time, right? So when we're sitting there and we're depressed or we're upset or whatever, and we aren't taking a moment of self-reflection and we aren't trying to train ourselves to get out of that headspace.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to expect, right?
It's a little bit difficult to go back to someone. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. It'll never be the same. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you go out of convenience.
You hope it would be, yeah.
You hope it, because you're hoping, but you know. Do you know what I mean? Like, deep down, you know.
Yeah.
And that's just like with all, whenever we ask someone a question, for example, whenever you ask us a DM, you know, in your little heart of hearts, like deep down inside, you fucking know the answer you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that we're too stupid and we're going to tell you what you want to hear. Do you know what I mean?
We're going to validate.
We're going to validate
your itch.
Like,
you know?
Yes, go back to your ex. Like, no, baby.
No,
like,
definitely.
It's a fuck no.
No.
And the only way I can explain this is, like, I heard this saying. You got spoiled milk, okay? Mm-hmm. Your milk is spoiled. That's your ex, okay? Would you put spoiled milk back with fresh milk?
No.
So why the fuck would you go back to your ex?
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we have to start using these analogies that are so tangible.
Visual.
And so visual.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if I wouldn't logically do that, then why would I do that? It's because we think with our fucking
dicks.
Feelings here. And we're like, oh my God. No. But I built up this life together with this person. And I pictured how he's going to come back and he's going to say sorry. And we're going to be happy about high school. No, time. Bitch. No.
No.
You are your fairy tale, period.
It's so true. Just think about it. You're going back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, honestly, like,
what are you doing? What exactly, are you doing?
I think we can both speak from experience.
Yeah.
I've seen so many couples, whether it's family, friends, they repeat the same motherfucking cycles.
100%.
Every fucking week, every month of every year until the end of time, because the women are so scared to choose themselves. Oof. They are so scared to choose themselves. And as women, we're not always encouraged, especially if there's like cultural things, family, how you were brought up, to choose yourself and to be your own fucking man.
Right.
But let me tell you, once you choose yourself and you are your own fucking man, it is so much harder. Yes, it's so much harder to find a man that's gonna match you
because
you're doing everything.
Well, because you're also not accepting every dumbass that walks into your fucking life. Cause you're like, yeah, no, this isn't gonna work for me. Like, yeah, no, I deserve better. Yeah, no, this is self-esteem. This is self-worth. This is you working on yourself, right? It has nothing to do with the man at the end of the day. It has everything to do with you and the life that you want to provide yourself, right? If I'm gonna factor someone into my life, that person better fucking come with some sort of enhancement. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna come and you're gonna make my life just that much better. I don't need you. You're an add-on, right? Like, we always say add-on.
Add-on.
So add-on, don't
cherry
subtract.
On top.
Yes.
Cherry on top.
Fucking
you
top.
Are the whole fucking cake, right. Okay? And these are things that we need to hear more as women. So hopefully you're saving this and fucking taking notes and listening to it every fucking day.
Yes, replay
you
it.
You are the whole fucking cake.
Yeah.
He is the cherry on top. You're the whole cake. He's a cherry on top.
Right.
You're the whole cake. He's a cherry on top. Start thinking like this and start moving like this.
And if you lose the cherry on top because it falls on the ground, it's not like the entire cake is spoiled. You can replace it. It's so easy to. I'm not.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But yes, it's like so true.
Right? Because it's just like when we start filling voids with other people, friendships, men, whatever. When they're gone, you're a mess because you put so much of you and your happiness
you
is dependent on that person. You depend on them to provide you with something that you can't provide yourself.
And that creates like the codependency, which is what we always tell or we try to tell you guys. Like never be dependent on anybody, regardless of a man, but especially a man. Mm-hmm. Don't be dependent on that man for anything. Like if you're not depending on that man for financial support, like you can make your own fucking decisions, bitch. Yeah. You can leave whenever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. Like you have not given him any of that power to hold over your head. And I know it's difficult with men. I'm not saying that it's always the easiest to leave. Some men make it extremely difficult. But if you would just do yourself that little thing and just make sure that you're going into these relationships, not depending on them for X, Y, and Z, it hopefully will be easier for you to be like, hey, listen, bye.
Mm-hmm. You don't depend on them for the critical, pivotal things in life. I think that having expectations for somebody is important, right?
Yes.
I think there's independence, this idea that we're also told today, right? Like these women are coming out and being like, okay, I'm an independent, strong woman. That's great. And we encourage that and we are and whatever. And that's what we're trying to say. But also like you can have expectations for your partner. So if you do
you
should. So you should be like, well, I expect some sort of emotional support
from you. If you're doing all these things, match me.
Match me.
Or exceed.
And then some.
Match or exceed.
Yeah.
Match or exceed. Those are your only two options.
Right.
I'm not fucking sitting here and supporting you, bitch.
Right.
That's a fuck no.
Exactly.
You need to match my hustle or get the fuck out of here.
Facts. With everything, right? So it's like okay to be in relationships and to have these expectations and to kind of like be like, okay, you know, when I'm feeling down, I can rely on him sometimes to provide me with that. That's what a partner is supposed to do, right?
You know what? It's such a turn off if they can't. Exactly.
And that's the thing. Why are you in a relationship with somebody who can't do that? What is the point?
What is the point of having a partner if there is nothing to gain emotionally from them?
Well, they're not treating you like a goddamn partner anyways. Half of you guys are accepting like bottom fucking feeder behavior. Like why?
Like
why?
It is
What's
such a turn off to me when I am having an issue and the guy that I'm talking to, I like vent. If there's no critical thinking skills and if he's not offering me anything tangible that's helpful, I am like emotional support, like zero.
Zero.
It's registering zero for me. And it's giving me no vibes. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're not going to help me through a problem that's very simple, how can you help me through something
you can't?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I always say, like, too, I had this question at AMAs. Like, well, how do you know if he's the one, for example? I don't know how you know. I'm not married. I don't know none of that. But, like, what I like to think is that person a good life partner or partner for you? Partner is, takes you to tango, right? It's part of a team. We always say that, right? Like, it's a team effort here. You guys are a team. So if this person can't pull their weight, what is the point? Just do fucking you.
I really do try to speak from that perspective of, like, just be so good with yourself. It's difficult. We are all struggling with something one way or another, but just never settle for something because you're scared or you're uncomfortable. You feel like I have to. There is no timeline. There is no fucking timeline.
Yeah.
You do not need to be married by a certain time or have kids by a certain fucking time. Like, Kourtney Kardashian is literally trying to get pregnant at what, 45? Like, you're so fucking good.
You can do it too.
Like, you're no, but I'm just saying, like, I've run into girls that are in their early 30s that are like, I took my ex back. Shitty ex. Shitty fucking ex.
Vomit.
Right? I can hear them trying to, you can hear. Like, listen. Bitch, like, I've been around the fucking block.
It, right?
I've been around this block. Yeah. I know exactly why the fuck you're doing this.
Right.
Because rent is expansive and you think that by getting back with your ex, it just makes more sense if we move in together. So like
oh my God.
So let me just tell you guys why you making the decision to go back with your ex who you know is fucking shitty or just, here's the thing, not necessarily that he's shitty, but you know that's not your person. Like, you know that that's not your person and you've outwardly stated that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very well known.
Yeah.
We both know, but things are getting a little bit tight and you think that you could lean on them and just try to make it work because, hey, listen, I want a kid and I'm 32 and my rent's getting expensive and I just think that living together and depending on him for like some stability and like some help in that department is going to be great.
What happens if he leaves? What happens if he disrespects you? A lot of us are not in a position where we can just be like, okay, fuck you, bye, right? Because we're dependent.
Especially, but
so then what happens?
You're
doing it.
You're putting yourself in that position because you are scared to choose your fucking self.
That's it.
Okay? Because again, if we go back to like what we're told as women, like we're told, oh my God, biological clock, like shut the fuck up. That's a fucking myth and a fucking lie. Okay?
Also, okay, I'm going to go on a little tangent here and some people might get offended, but my opinion, you're not financially stable. You're worried about your biological clock. You end up with an ex or a piece of shit guy that doesn't make sense for you for financial stability. I know personally people who are in that position, all of that stuff. You're going to bring in these fucking kids. You're not good with your man. And then the kid has to grow up in a household that's a little bit difficult to grow up in because, and they know, and they see this, you're reliant on this terrible human being or this person who doesn't really respect you for money and you can't leave. And so a little girl grows up in that household looking that and emulating her mom's decisions. You can't break the cycle that way.
What are we teaching the little girls?
What are you teaching?
And what are we teaching the little boys? This is why we need to think about our decisions. And we can't just be making decisions out of fucking convenience.
Yeah. Don't be out here saying it's for the kids or whatever when you're just damaging the kids.
I would rather fucking struggle alone than settle.
Facts.
I would rather struggle alone than fucking
settle. Have your own back. Yeah.
And we need to start training ourselves to do that.
Like,
you can give yourself everything. And I think, again, it's like another limiting belief that we're always told is like, this person's going to give you everything. This person's going to help you. Like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, sure. But at what fucking cost?
At what cost?
Because you're losing.
What cost?
What are you gaining?
Yeah.
I know he's gaining a great fucking woman, but what are you gaining?
You think you're taking the easy way out, but you're going to eat more shit this way in the future.
We want to prevent this.
And this is why realizing this now helps you prevent making those mistakes in the future, such as settling and all that stuff. Because while you think right now, it's not that big of a deal. It's fine. I'll figure it out. Whatever. Years down the line, then we have that excuse of, well, I've already invested set amount of time, or I've already had kids, or I've already got comfortable. It's harder to leave.
Exactly.
So don't start.
Like, this is the problem. You make an excuse once, you're done.
No, that's it.
You're done. Because now you're excusing his behavior. You're excusing him coming home late. You're excusing him disrespecting you. You're excusing him disrespecting your kids.
Yeah.
There's always an excuse.
Yeah.
There's always an excuse because there are no limits to the bullshit you will feed yourself.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean?
Facts.
In your 20s, it's a bit difficult. I think that when, you know, you're going through high school and university, everybody's in the same boat, right? Like, oh, we're all going through school. And then it's like, once you're done university, everybody's like, we're all the same age, but everybody's on like
17 different pages. Yeah.
Different life stages. Yeah. And it's crazy. And as you get towards your late 20s, you see like some people are getting married and like having kids and I'm like still single. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You just think in some way that you're not measuring up. Mm-hmm. So when you think like that, you're scared that, oh my God, if I don't do this and follow
like the trend, herd,
right?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with
no.
you.
No.
absolutely nothing is wrong with you. Do you know how many fucking people are single right now? Honestly, like, do you know how many? It's not just you, but we tend to feel like I'm in this boat alone. Yeah. I'm in this boat.
Yeah. I'm drowning. I'm the only passenger.
Yeah. I'm the captain and the fucking sailor.
Yeah.
I'm everyone. I hope that we really encouraged you in this first segment. That was basically a whole episode.
Yeah. If it didn't encourage you, definitely shed light on some things that we need to work on. Right. Most of us aren't aware, don't want to be aware. So as long as you allow yourself to be aware and just try and see like, what can I do today that can change up the cycle that I've been doing and playing into my whole life? Like maybe I won't fucking text him drunk. Maybe I won't like fucking, you know, accept a date that I'm like not interested in this guy, but I'm hoping, you know, like shit like
that's
that.
That's another thing. That is another thing. Okay. If you are not genuinely, this is a sidebar. That was a great point. Mm-hmm. If you are not genuinely excited to go on this date, why the fuck did you say yes? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And as women, again, we feel bad. Like, I'm just going to give him a shot. Like, no, Simona, you're not interested.
Yeah.
And that is okay. You do not need to be interested in every guy that is interested in you. Do you know what I mean?
Why is it that most it's not like girls, but girls are like that.
Why? Yeah. What are we taught?
I'm gonna give him a shot. And guys, you think guys are gonna give you a shot if they're
are
not
you fucking
you?
Kidding me?
Bitch, what? He's gonna look at your profile and be like, yeah, no, fuck you. Literally.
Not like,
No, he's not gonna be like, maybe. No. What guy ever says maybe?
No.
They're like, yes or fucking no.
Exactly. And we need to start being more
like
clear.
Men.
No. Just in terms of how we rationalize.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
They don't rationalize.
They
They're
do
just
not
like
rationalize.
Black and white.
For us, so like, let's say you're a girl, mm-hmm. you're dating on Hinge or like whatever, and you're trying to look for someone to like have fun the summer with. Okay. Yeah. But maybe you're like secretly hoping like the fun you have is like going to turn to a boyfriend.
Romance.
Okay, don't get that too far ahead. Okay.
Yes.
You said you wanted to have fun for the summer.
Period.
Pick a fucking man.
Yes.
Pick a fucking man. He is your fun. He is your fun and nothing fucking else.
That's it.
Don't give him any potential. Do not build him the fuck up. If he's got good dick, he's just fucking you.
Yeah.
You are just fucking that man because what else is he offering you that he's proven to you that he has and shown you he is worthy of being a boyfriend.
Yeah. And I already hear all these loser boys being like, well, what are you offering me? The same thing, bro. The same thing, right? Like, you guys also are so black and white. Why do you make that decision? Because you're like, well, if she's not hot or if she's not this, right? That's what you're doing. If she's not offering me something more than the past bitch I just fucked, why the fuck would I give her a shot? Same thing as girls.
Exactly.
We're doing the same thing as we should. And again, it depends on what stage you're at, what you want, right?
What like, you want.
All of that. And it's cool regardless. But again, even if you're going to entertain somebody, why give your precious time to somebody if he's not a good fuck?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, what are you doing? I know so many fucking girls who would be like, okay, like I hung out with this guy, went on a few dates with him, whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, great. Like, are you interested? No, like whatever. He's just like, it's just a fun time. Okay, sex is good. Wait, what? What? And what's your fun? Hold on. What's your fun?
What is fun then?
What's your fun then? Exactly. I'm like, okay, dick is not good. Then
dick is not good. So like, is he making you really laugh?
Yeah.
Like, is he
laughing?
Like buying you some shit?
Well, no, like we go out for like a drink or two, like once a week. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? It's better to be alone on a Friday night. Trust me.
Go out with the girls.
Trust me. You know what?
But that's what?
That's what we have to do.
That's the problem.
You have to start going out with your girlfriends.
Yes.
More. Whether you have whether you're a girlfriend that has a boyfriend or not, mm-hmm. check in and just go out with the fucking girls.
But
everybody needs a fucking girls night.
Yeah. If you notice though, like if he's mediocre, so his dick is like, and you're not really having that much fun, right? Like most men.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're generalizing here. Shoot me. Like,
well,
fuck.
You pick your tribe, right? Like people say that. Why are you spending time with people who aren't at your level or above, which is what someone has been saying? Even if it's just like a fun, playful thing, it affects you. A lot of you guys are wasting your goddamn precious time for mediocreness. And then you're complaining why you can't find a guy who's like this, because you keep settling even for fun. I think everything should be a little bit thought out. So if you're going to have fun, make sure
it's fun. Fucking fun.
If you're going to have this fuck buddy, make sure it's a good fuck. If you want to have a boyfriend, make sure he actually can meet that level of boyfriendness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I think that, again, we fall back into these traps
like whatever.
We're like, it's whatever.
Yeah, why whatever?
Maybe it'll get better. Okay, but like, ew, but who the fuck wants to start anything with it being whatever?
Yeah, or maybe it will get better, but no, it won't though.
Sorry, why are we waiting and sticking around just to see?
Yeah, thank you. And like, also, it's like the first few months, like best face forward. It's not gonna get better than
literally,
this.
Literally, that's
it's
the
not
best.
Get better.
He's showing you.
Yeah,
his
he's
best.
Showing you his best.
He's showing
it's
you
not
his
that
best.
Good.
And it's not that.
It's not that fucking good. So what are we doing?
We gotta ask ourselves these questions, ladies.
Right,
we need to check
questions.
In. These are the fucking questions, bitch.
I'm dying.
Holy.
Just think about it. Like you're wasting
your thinking and I'm like, oh my God.
We're thinking.
Bro.
Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay.
It is okay.
If you are on that page right now and you're like, bro, I'm literally fucking wasting my time like a loser. It's fine. We've all been a loser.
Literally, we've all been a loser. Yeah. We've all
you
been
have
a loser.
To be a loser to not be a loser.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You have to acknowledge, oh my God. Yes. You have to acknowledge the fuck ups that you're currently doing so you
to
can
not
be like,
do them
to
again.
Not do them again. Period. To fucking learn. Everybody needs to be a loser at some point or another in some area of their life to fuck up.
Yeah.
Just to know I'm never going to do that again and I'm never going to be there.
I'm never going to be a fucking
loser. Might take multiple fuck ups. But hey, if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I'm fucking up, bitch, let me tell you.
So are we.
You got rainbows. You have rainbows in the next chapter.
Promise,
do you know what I mean?
Promise. Yeah. I swear, as long as you guys are aware and you want to make change.
As long as you're aware.
You want to make those changes for yourself, then yeah. Otherwise, keep running around. Don't complain then. Don't complain then.
Don't complain.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you know what I mean?
I had to realize that for myself too. I had to realize that for myself too. Unhappy with this idiot. Why am I putting up with this? Can you believe he did this? Well, Eden, what do you mean can you believe? Like, you're fucking there. You're accepting that behavior.
Here's the thing. It's like when you go back to them, like we've said, when you go back to your ex, in their mind, what receptors are going off? What do you think they're understanding about this? I can do the same fucking shit and she's going to come back.
Yes, exactly. I got a slap on the wrist, but that's it. It didn't hurt bad.
There's no consequence, bitch, because you got me back.
Yeah, you got me back. And now my dick's going to accidentally slip into another bitch's asshole. And oops, it happens. And you know what? Here's the thing. Guys are like little kids in a candy store, okay? If they throw a temper tantrum and you give them candy, they're going to continue to think that throwing a temper tantrum is okay.
Exactly.
So if they cheated on you or treated you like a piece of shit and you come back, I don't care what kind of apology, I don't care what they're promising you. If you're going to come back, he's mentally, subconsciously, even if he wants to be a better guy, he's going to be like, you know what? It really isn't that bad if I fuck up, right? We're training them like that. This is terrible. This is why.
This is terrible.
Just so you know.
This is terrible.
This is not a good thing.
This is not a good thing.
This is why going back, the chances of it ever being successful is slim to none. So do not sit there with that 1% thinking, he's changed, bitch.
Or I can change him.
He hasn't.
No. Why do you even want to waste your time changing someone? Ill, fuck, no.
Change yourself.
Come prepared.
Yeah.
Come fucking prepared.
Yeah.
Don't You're 34, Chad. Grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, grow the fuck up.
Grow the fuck up.
You're like, not his mom.
No.
It's not your problem. Period. Why are you making it your problem? You have enough problems, right?
Exactly.
We all have enough problems.
Exactly. We have enough problems and men cannot be more problems.
Well, they are normally,
problems.
Right?
They are.
So
they're a walking problem.
What the fuck? They really are.
They're a walking fucking problem.
A walking problem.
Okay?
So get yourself a good man who checks out all the boxes for you. And
if he doesn't, just fucking chill, bro.
Yeah.
Just chill. Like, we need to start chilling more, okay, as women?
Yeah, chill.
Because we spiral, and then all of these different topics that we've thought about come creeping in because that's all we're fucking fed for the first fucking, like, majority of our fucking life. Then when you go in your 20s, you're trying to, like, unlearn all this shit because you're like, oh my God, hey, wait.
Well, that's what we're doing.
This
we're unlearning.
This is all wrong.
Yeah.
This is all wrong.
This isn't making sense.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we don't see it that often. Like, I mean, I love rom-coms. Like, that fucked me up a lot. I can still appreciate them, but I watch them with a different lens now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, and I can pick up on things. And you know, like, I used to love Sex and the City, but when I watch Sex and the City now, I cringe a little bit because I'm like, oh.
Carrie.
I'm like, we're chasing this man around New York, losing our head. And we thought it was so riveting when it was happening.
Right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
oh my God, yes. Like, you're kind of like vouching for her.
Do you know
like,
what I mean?
Yes. What the fuck?
It's just like, why do we want her to end up with this guy?
Yeah.
Or even on the reboot, like, why do we want Seema? Is it Seema? Why does she need to have a man? She's thriving. She's living her best life. She's making her money. She is so happy. But everyone around her keeps telling her that she shouldn't be because she doesn't have a man.
Right. Is that fucked?
And it's just like, these are the characters that we're still creating for women.
Right.
These are the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to break away from that mold and to be like, oh, well, like, I'm okay by myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. And you know the saying too, is just like, I'm going back to this vibe thing, like vibe and tribe, like your vibe attracts your tribe. So like your vibe, where your mindset's at, like how you're doing truthfully is like who you're gonna attract in that point in time in your life, right? So like you're like on that shit, like I'm good, like I'm working, I'm doing my thing, I'm open to like dating.
Yeah.
I could want it. But
date it.
Yeah, but I'm also like not gonna fixate and obsess and freak out every time something goes wrong or it doesn't work out for me. People are gonna be attracted to you, drawn to you, like, wow, you know, and guys will say this too, like guys can sense, and I'm sure we've all experienced this because I have, like guys can sense neediness. It's like when you need a guy, they're like, okay, I can do one of two things here. First of all, fuck her, right? That's one option. Or two, I can literally spin her around my finger and treat her like a piece of shit. They sense this, right?
Exactly, exactly.
But when you come in and you're like, nah, like I'm good with or without you. If this date doesn't work out, like I'm so solid.
I'm not so good.
I'm not going to feel
like
take away.
First date was actually meh. I don't want to do a second one. Yeah. Instead of let me just see if it's better.
Right. You'll see how their energy as a, like the guys that are attracted to you will change. Like it's incredible, right? Same thing with people in your life, like your friends and shit like that. It goes the same, goes hand in hand.
The message essentially here through this whole segment is like, you have the power, not them.
Yeah.
You have the power, not them.
Stop giving them the power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think we're naturally always, we just relinquish it and we give it to them because we think
power here.
we think it's on them. Yeah. No. You decide if you want to date him.
Yeah.
You decide.
Yeah.
Not him. Oh,
you decide if you're ready to get married.
You're in the hookup box. Do you want to stay there? Are you cool with it? Or are you like, no, actually I want this. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Instead of staying there and being like, well, I can't change. No. You're giving him your fucking power. Don't change his mind. Do you know what I mean? You have the power. Yeah. Period.
Done.
Done.
And a segment.
Okay,
guys. So we're going to introduce a quick little add-on that we're going to probably do going forward. Let us know if this is something you want to see more of. We're going to just answer one or two DMs just to end off the segment, the little podcast episode, and leave you with something to think about.
Yes.
Maybe yell at you a little bit.
I don't know. Okay, so
we're going to keep her anonymous, I guess.
We're going to keep her anonymous. Everybody's always anonymous. So she is confused that her ex is contacting her again, you know.
Red flag, guys.
Red flag.
Already.
Okay. But she's thinking of what his intentions are and she has asked him. Oh my God. First mistake. And we'll go into why.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing
first,
with you.
First, he apologized for all the wrong things that he did. He doesn't want to see each other date, but he only wants to be kind to me. I'm already confused.
What the fuck?
That's all he said. He said he wouldn't ignore me if I reached out. Okay. So she sent us their messages.
Basically, first mistake. Why does any woman ask a guy who hurt them, cheated on them, their ex?
Why would you ask anyone?
Why would you ask anyone what their intentions are or like, have you changed or like, why are you contacting me? What do you mean why? What do you mean why? What are they going to tell you?
He's testing the waters.
Yeah.
Guy ghosts me, slides back in. Simona, what the fuck is he trying to do? He's trying to come back soft, like a soft slide.
Yeah, yeah.
He's trying to see the water, see if she's going to like it.
Are you an easy bitch to come back to?
Yes. Are you still an option?
Are the gates of communication still open here so that I can wiggle my way back, fuck up your life and leave whenever I want?
Whenever I fucking want.
Yeah.
Exactly. Period.
Are you going to allow that? Again, like training that kid in that candy store. Like I was telling you guys, if you allow it once, it will not stop. Don't sit there and think it's flattery.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. We oftentimes are like, I'm the exception to the rule. And listen,
bitch,
baby.
You're not.
Listen, baby.
Like, you're special,
you,
but you're not.
I love you, and you are special, but you're not like the exception to the rule.
No.
Fuck no.
And if you live like that, you will be disappointed and hurt more times than not, okay? So let's not do that to ourselves.
The important thing is to know that you are worthy of being the exception to the rule, but however, the majority of guys are pretty shitty, and you are not going to be that exception to the rule. Mm-mm. So just accept that and let him prove, that he has changed and that he wants to come back, right?
Yeah.
So I think that like what I gathered from that message is that he's extremely confused and cannot articulate himself. He makes no fucking sense.
Period.
I don't think he knows what the fuck it is that he does want.
Yeah.
And why do you want to be with someone that doesn't know what the fuck they want? You want to be with someone that knows that they want you, bitch.
Yeah.
So done, period. And I don't care if he wants to be kind, if he knows he's special, not special. Bro, you're lost.
What you're doing right now as the girl, again, is trying to rationalize it, validate something that you want, try and mold him. We'll let him come back and see if he can match and be better. No, why? Why? No. Why?
I think we've glorified, not we personally, but social media has glorified taking back your ex. And I would just like to say there's nothing fucking cute about that. There's nothing fucking cute about taking back your ex. They are your ex for a fucking reason and they have to be left in the motherfucking past.
My question is how is he contacting you? Why is he not blocked? Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like,
what the fuck are you guys doing?
An ex is a big red X, bitch. Like, we're done.
We're
throwing
done.
Them in the ex jail. We're throwing out the key.
Ex jail.
Goodbye. It's done.
Goodbye. It's done.
And you know what? I'd like to say something.
Tell me.
We made a TikTok, okay? Did I lie?
Oh, yeah. They always come back.
They always come back. Did you see the messages? I'm so frustrated at women right now. They're all like, I'm waiting for him to come back. I hope it's my time. Bitch, what?
No. Okay. Again, we missed. I think that we need some clarification. We need a follow up on that one.
Bro.
Ladies. The point is that men always come back or their lives get fucking worse.
Done.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because it's, when it's too late, and this is what we missed, when it's too late, they will realize what they've lost.
Right.
But at that point, you've moved on.
Yeah.
Because you've realized that he ain't shit.
Right. These guys will realize your worth down the line. But if you're going to accept that, the fact that they're a little bit delayed, they're going to constantly miss your worth all the time with everything. Right. It's always going to be a delay. Why do you want to be with someone like that who can't realize that till they've tasted whatever else they could get and realize, oh, shit.
Realize it wasn't as good. Mm-mm. Realize it wasn't as good. No. Realize she played him the way he played you. And now he wants to come back to you because he thinks you're that bitch.
Right.
Fuck you.
Fuck that.
So why are we out here sitting, waiting, hoping that he comes back? Bitch, I hope you're waiting so you can close the door in his motherfucking face.
That's why you're waiting. That's why you're waiting.
We're telling you what you're waiting for at this point because you guys need some
and
direction.
And if you're worrying about like, oh my God, I want to open that door and I'm waiting for him to come
bitch,
through so
what?
I can-
what?
Bitch.
Okay, so you're sitting there waiting for an ex. What quality guys are you going to attract? Nobody, zero, nothing. Nobody wants baggage. Nobody wants that garbage, right? Leave it in the past. It's done, right? They're an ex for a reason. Why are you guys broken up? Think about that reason. We always forget.
We always revert back to this. Yeah. What happened? Why is it the end?
Because
what did that person do?
And the only reason why you guys are interested in your ex is because all that's playing in your head is a highlight reel of the good times. You're totally
and they weren't
forget.
Even that good.
No,
you're
they weren't.
You're just glorifying them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, so scared to choose yourself that you revert back to your ex or so
because it's comfortable.
Sad that it didn't work out with Johnny. And so now you're comparing Johnny to him. Mm-hmm. And well, he's less shit than Johnny. So like, I'm just going to go with him. Might but he's still shit.
Bro,
he's do you know what I mean? Shit. Okay. So I'm so glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. There you go. I just think that if you're questioning why something ended or whatever, just facts, like Simona says, facts, it ended. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it was you or him, it's done. It's done.
I have.
There's
actually,
a reason why yes. it ended.
Yes.
There's a reason why you fucked up or he fucked up. It just wasn't meant to be. If it was meant to be, it would be. It's very simple.
I also think that something that could be extremely liberating for all of us mm-hmm. to instill in our brains is that there is never the wrong choice. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I like that.
We oftentimes are always like, am I making the right choice? Am
Did I
making
I fuck up?
Yeah. Second guessing ourselves, second guessing our judgments, second guessing what we want, why we made that decision. No, no, no. Every single choice that you've ever made in your fucking
good
life
or bad.
Was the right fucking choice for you in that moment at that time.
Period.
Because that's what got you here right now.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always the right fucking choice. Don't second guess it mm-hmm. because what happens when you second guess that choice is you end up settling. Inevitably, mm-hmm. we revert back to settling. Mm-hmm. I love that for us. Mm-hmm. Just believe that every choice you're making is
believe.
The right. Believe.
Okay?
Believe.
Believe.
That it is the right fucking choice. Do you know what I mean? And if it's not, the universe will correct all fucking wrongs, bitch.
Yeah,
don't you fucking worry.
Just chill. Just trust.
And as women,
just
we're trust. Genetically and naturally programmed to not chill.
Okay?
We've got zero like, chill.
We've got zero chill.
Bitch, I have no chill. I know I have no
I
chill.
I have no chill.
But you have to tell yourself. Like,
you have to try.
Just trust. Just trust.
Just trust.
Every choice is the right fucking choice. Do not second guess yourself.
And you'll see it down the line. The less we fixate on things and freak out and poke holes, something you can't change anymore, leave it. Like, there's no point. The more problems we're going to cause if we constantly pick at it.
Okay. This girl asked us, how do I decipher I missed your company? I missed your pussy.
Period. Pair that up with my personality and my fucking Whoa. Intelligence.
Pussy and personality.
Done.
Baby.
The double P's, bitch.
The double P's.
Push and P.
Yeah.
Push and P.
Yo, why are we so good?
We're so good.
We're so good. Okay, we're going to do one last one.
Okay.
Okay. When do you recommend doing friends with benefits? When you want to. Like when you only want friends with benefits. Like if I'm signing up to be friends with benefits with Johnny, we're both friends with benefits. Like, baby, we're friends and we fuck a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I fuck a little.
But
I feel like a lot of girls, it's very rare for a girl to be able to do friends with benefits correctly.
Most 110%. Girls, you cannot do it, bitch.
Yeah. If you're asking, when should I do it? Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
I don't think you can.
Just don't do it. Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm going to say that 99.9% of us are not that bitch. We cannot do friends with benefits.
No.
You can lie to your motherfucking self
yes.
and tell yourself all the, I've tried it, bitch.
Yeah.
And tell yourself that you're so cool and you're that girl. No, you can't, baby.
Yeah.
You're giving
and it's
your
okay.
To someone,
yeah.
you're putting in that work, you're putting in that excitement, you're making yourself, you're getting all, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that there's a whole lot of girls that can. I think they're far and few between.
Far and few. And it depends on the wavelength that you're on in life, honestly. You'll know when you're ready to do that. You'll know. Like, relationships will disgust you. And you'll be like, yeah, I just want to fuck. Like, I just want to fuck. Yeah. He's a good fuck.
You got a great guy friend. Yeah. Here's the thing. You got a great guy friend. You know that he's maybe attractive. And you're just like, we've had some drinks. It's been 5 months. Like, do you want to fuck a little?
Do you want to fuck a little?
Are we both good?
I could never date you because I know too much about you. Or, like, I know who you are, like, personality-wise. And, like, that's not my cup of tea. But, like,
exactly.
Sex and sexual attraction.
I never understood that either because if I friend zone you when I meet you, baby, I can't fuck you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
But also, like, it's the so reverse hard. Also happens. Like, if I'm sexually attracted to you, I'm like, I can't really, like, just be friends with you. Do you know what I mean? I'm, like, so black and white.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of, it's very hard for girls to do friends with benefits. It oftentimes gets so messy if you're not super strict with your boundaries. And as girls.
And as women.
We're very, like,
suck at boundaries. I feel bad.
Yeah, do you want to cuddle and sleep over and maybe go for breakfast?
Yeah, here's the thing. Can you let him slut you the fuck out and then not cuddle you after and treat you like nothing?
Yeah.
Fucking no.
The answer to that will tell you if you can do friends with benefits.
Exactly.
So we just cracked the code for you. You're welcome.
We just cracked all the codes for you. You needed this reality check, this wake up check, this.
We all did.
Confirmation that you were a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, guys, we really hope you enjoyed this really extensive, fun, long, informative, fruitful.
Hey, but it had to be, baby. It had episode. To be.
It had to be.
And that was the right choice.
Yeah. And this podcast was the right choice for you today.
The right choice for you today and tomorrow and every day after that.
Honestly. Don't forget to subscribe.
Tell them you did.
Okay. And share this with your friends that all need it.
Everybody.
Rate it.
Every single
five
woman
stars. Ever. Thank you so much for listening. Listening, guys, and we'll see you back here so soon.
Bye. Bye.